And joining us now is Mr. Robert Palmieri. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mark. It's good to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So it's official. Now it's officially official, and it was kind of official all along, but the official announcement was made yesterday at your house. That's a big dog you got, by the way.
He's a beautiful dog. Man, he's a German Shepherd. This is my fourth German Shepherd since my 36 years of marriage. And just a little background of that is that I grew up on Miller Street and in a two-family home, which we were renters. And two things that I was not allowed to have would be, a dog,
mm-hmm.
and secondly, a basketball hoop.
Oh, no.
So
those
the
are
first,
two very important things in a boy's life.
And that's when I got married with my wife. I said, the first two things that I want is a hoop and a dog. And she accommodated me extremely well. So that was like my first goals and objections, and they were met right from day one.
How's the jump shot? You still playing?
You know what? I've coached for over 25 years. I coached 14 years at Notre Dame with the girls program. It's typical. I've got a great shot, and my rebounding skills are I stay away from the rim.
Yeah. You look like you would be a beast inside.
Well, you know, maybe at one point, maybe not the best way of being a beast. But, no, I still play. I've got five children. I've coached all of them. They went on to play at high school and also in college. My son played. We still go out and play a little bit. And as I said, I love sports. I've coached in every aspect from baseball to softball at various levels. So, yeah, my shot's good. That's about
you've
it.
Made your official announcement yesterday.
Yes.
Your house wasn't hard to find. I'll tell you that.
Well,
on the street.
You're one of the very few that would say that.
Because it was Rob Palmieri signs all over.
Oh.
So why the seat for the mayor? Why do you want to run for the City of Utica mayor spot?
Well, it's very simple. 14 years on as a member of the Common Council, as a majority leader, a minority leader. Working with Republican administration and Democratic administration doesn't make one hell of a difference. And then going into Weed and Seed under a Republican administration and being promoted into the Deputy Public Safety Commissioner, obviously based on job performance and the actions that I do in that position. And then going again with another Democratic administration and going from Weed and Seed to Deputy Public Safety Commissioner, then to Codes Commissioner, basically because of job performances, my passion for the city, and getting results on the streets and with the community and with the businesses that are out there. So at this point, I want to be the point person. I want to lead by example. I want to be on the streets. I want to change the image of sometimes what we have about ourselves. I think there's a lot of people who have apathy out there, a lack of hope, and I firsthand could tell you I've taken some streets that were titled as the worst streets in the City of Utica, drug-infested, you know, guns, prostitution, garbage, and we've changed them. The people have always said to me, you do a great job, you're so passionate, you're there in the morning, you're there in the afternoon, you're there at night, and I guess at this point, I want to be the leader, but when I say a leader, it's not one person who's going to be doing it. It's going to be a team. It's going to be us. It's going to be the people of the City of Utica that, as I said before, now have that hope, have that inspiration, the enthusiasm to do what we really are. Utica is an absolutely great spot. There's nothing better than the city at all, and I think all the people are looking for is that hope to come back. And we have difficult times. There's no question that we know financially where we are.
We're hurting,
but
it looks like.
As I say, is my slogan, Utica deserves better. And what we have at this point, we could do better. There's no question with the concerns that we have. You bring people together, and we obviously could improve the quality of life in the city.
And you've screened with the committee for the city, the Democratic Council.
Yes, I have. Yes.
And no announcement yet.
Right.
Do you have a time frame when the endorsements are going to come out?
I really don't know. My understanding is they're still screening at this time. And I guess after all the screenings are done, they'll probably set up their own meetings to, come up with a decision at that time.
How do you feel about primaries? Bill Morehouse has been on the show, and he said he's running. A little birdie told me that Frank Becerra is considering a run on the Democratic ticket. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, quite frankly, my focus is what am I going to do? What do I bring with enthusiasm? What experience do I bring to the City of Utica, New York? What type of a team? I'm a people person. I want to be a people mayor person. And I can't worry about who's going to be running, who's not going to be running. I got to focus on what Rob Palmieri brings to the table and how Rob Palmieri is going to change the complexion of the city. That's what the people want. The people don't want all the pie in the sky, these big dreams that never transpire. You have to put a plan together that immediately you're going to see results. And that's what the people deserve, and that's what they're going to get.
Now, speaking of big dreams, what the mayor, the current mayor, David Raffaro, is leaving. That was a shocking announcement. And did that influence you either way, whether you were going to run for the mayor's spot, or were you already locked in stone?
Well, let me be clear on this. Back, I believe it was in late January.
Late January. It was snowing out. I remember the day when it happened.
Right. And then what I'm alluding to is at this point, when Assemblyperson Destito was given the position to OGS, and that opened the seat mm-hmm. right up. I mean, there was a lot of people that were, you know, thinking about running. And I obviously have received phone calls from the media at that time. And I made it very clear. The only position that I wanted is to run for mayor of the city of Utica. I had no desire to run for assembly. I had no desire to run for anything else. I think my experience, my passion, my integrity speaks for itself. And I was just... my desire is to run for the city of Utica as mayor. So, now, I mean, I didn't waver whatsoever.
Now, at your announcement yesterday, you said you really want to get small businesses back into Utica.
Exactly.
What's your plan? Because it seems like it's a pretty tough atmosphere for a small business owner, not only in Utica, but in the state of New York. What's your plans to help them?
Well, there's no question. I mean, once we have to foster an atmosphere, as you say, that people want to invest into the city. And we go back to going out in the streets, talking to the people, finding out what their concerns are. What do we need to do to change? We have to bring city government to the people. We have to bring it to the businesses. I can't wait for someone to come in City Hall and say, we're thinking about this or how about that. I want to reach out. My background has been in sales and marketing. I'm going to reach out to the businesses out there. What do we need to do to help you? How can we help you? Is it infrastructure? Is it curb appeal? And that holds true not just with businesses. The atmosphere that we talk about is the people have to feel good about themselves. I don't want to be ranked as on top of the saddest cities in New York, or not even New York, in the country. Because we're not. You tell me that we could do the Boilermaker, the enthusiasm that we have with that, the Heart Run, the Stephen Swan telephone that we raise over $100,000, and I'm a board member of that. You tell me that we don't have the absolute best people in Mohawk Valley. How could we do that? And we can't do the simple right. things of bringing people together. That's where I'm all about. I'm convinced, and I know that I'm going to bring people together. Is it going to be difficult? Absolutely is. There's nothing that's going to be easy in this lifetime. But I'm up to the challenge, and the people that are surrounding me are up to the challenge. And the people that are out there, the businesses and the residents are up to it. They want hope. They want someone that's going to go out there and say, okay, we can't do this, but we can do that. The transparency is going to be there.
Now, the master plan, Mayor Raffaro's master plan,
yes.
Harbor Point, the project. Well, the roundabout's already set in stone. The mayor said he'll have that done before he leaves office. Where do you see the master plan going?
I think at this point we spend over $300,000 on a master plan.
Yeah.
It would be a shame at this point that we just put that into the waste basket and forget about it. It's a footprint. You're not locked into exactly everything, but it gives us an opportunity to see where we need to go, where a number of people have, sat, talked, developed a strategic plan for this. You don't ignore it. You understand it. And then, at some points you adjust to it. But I believe at this point that it's a plan that we spend a lot of money. The worst thing that people would be frustrated is to have a plan of that magnitude and we don't implement it one way or the other. As I said, it's a footprint. You're not locked into it.
Right. Yeah, I think if to throw out a $300,000 investment would kind of be a bit foolish at this point. I mean, the town of New Hartford, they did their own survey of, the GEIS survey, and that's got thrown out the window, and Pat Tuczynski said that was a waste of money. So what areas of the master plan would you change and improve on?
Well, I guess before you change it, let it be adopted at this
right.
point before we change anything. But I think we go back to the simple point of that would be frustrating. People are tired of the studies. They're saying, we're going to spend money for this, and once it's done, We don't implement it. Yeah. And that's what that's the apathy. That's the lack of hope that people are talking about. We're not, you know, one thing we could understand, we're going to agree to disagree. But that's only on an issue. Then you move forward on the next issue. That's what, you know, has been lacking for, you know, not just in the last few years. It's been forever. Yeah. And I prided myself on, when I ran as a council person, I'm not impressed with past adventures or petty party politics. I'm looking for fostering, bringing people to the table, opening it up for your ideas to see what we can do. There's a lot of people out there, smart, intelligent people, that are just willing and able to make a difference, but they have felt basically that no one listens. I'm listening.
How do we keep our young people here, our 20-somethings, our 30-somethings? It's like a mass exodus. They get out of college, and we got, you know, four or five great colleges in the area. How do we keep young people in the city of Utica?
A great point. Again, I'm a father of five, and yeah. I'm very, very blessed that all five of my children who are married, who have their own businesses and their own professions at this point, are living within this area. And I go back to, if you want someone, you have to give people a reason to stay here. They have to feel that they're wanted, that they're needed. And I go back to what we said before. You have to change the complexion, the attitude of the city of Utica, which means that you change the complexion of the Mohawk Valley. It's a great area, but we need to build a relationship with the outside areas. What happens in the city of Utica happens in New Hartford, Whitesboro, Roman, whatever. We have to embrace who we are and what we are and work collectively together to give the people a reason to invest into this city. That's how you keep the young people here. They want to be have the ability. I'm sure if there's jobs, they'll be here. It's a great area to bring up your family.
Yeah,
it absolutely is.
It really is. Yeah.
But I think we have this negative spin at times of this region, and that is something that we have to change. And I'm convinced working with the mayor of Rome, working with the supervisors, working with the county executive, our state senator, our assembly person, we could foster that. Everyone wants something better for the city of Utica. And if I could be that conduit to bring people together and have an open government, you know, the sky's the limit for us.
Rob Palmieri has announced yesterday that he will be running for the city of Utica mayor spot. Rob, last word, what can people expect out of your campaign coming up?
Grassroots campaign. You're going to see me on the streets. Have you seen me in the past? I'm going to be listening more than talking. I look forward to talking to anyone out there. If you'd like to go on my web, it's palmieriforutica.com. Call me at any point. I'm looking for supporters. I'm looking for anybody that has any ideas, any vision of the city. Let's bring the city back.
Now, Rob, I know that was going to be your last word, but you're very involved with the Weed and Seed program. You know, you were in that office for numerous years. And at your press conference yesterday, a lot of the community, I guess you would call them activists, were there in support. You know, Tim Trent, Gene Allen was there, and Harmony Special was there. Do you think that's going to help you in your election with the community organizations?
Well, there's absolutely no question when you have people who have seen the results, and that's the everyday individual that's out there that wants that quality of life, that wants that change. The people make the difference. When they see results, that's what I'm empowering the people to do that. What I just handed you is from the U.S. Justice Department. They were accompanying with me with a sweep on one of my quality of life sweeps. I did a presentation because they were so impressed how I developed it and the results, the follow-up, that I was asked to go to Syracuse, New York, and do a presentation on the success of our sweeps and do a presentation in Syracuse. So that's the U.S. Justice Department. When I do the sweeps, and as I said, January 1st, the sweeps will continue.
What do those sweeps entail?
Well, there's two. I actually did two sweeps, and then let me just tell you. First was your quality of life sweep. That means that we compile every arsenal that we have within the city of Utica, from the fire department, the police department, codes. You'll have animal control. You'll have DPW parks. I also empowered through the county, social services, other state agencies that would come with us. We go on the street, and we have the ability to talk to the people to see what's going on in the neighborhoods. We clean the neighborhoods. We get information potentially of where some problem homes may be, mm-hmm. What the problems may be. Is it drugs? Is it shots fired? Is it gang? Is it garbage? Whatever it may be. We go through there. We talk to the people. We let them know what the violations may be, how they can be rectified. We get all the information. And not only that, the people that are with us are giving them knowledge of, A, what services are out there, how they could be helped, and so forth. Clean the streets. It's pristine when we're done with it. And then what I would do after that, we do that, because you'll hear me say throughout my entire campaign, you have to be consistent, persistent, and have continuity. I would come back just with the Utica Police Department at all hours of the day and night, and I would can classify that as an action sweep. Mm-hmm. And at that point, we would pinpoint what we would say are our hotspot homes that we're having a volume of calls to service from either loud music. It could be quality of life issues of drinking, shots fired, potentially a drug. And we would be consistently hitting that, so all of a sudden the people that are there and the landlords would understand we're serious about it. I would sit down with them and tell them that, you know what, you can't have 14 calls to the Utica Police Department right, in 2 weeks. There's something wrong with that. The next transition would be, it would be a nuisance abatement, which they would be coming in front of me, potentially to shutting the house down. We're not looking to do that. We're looking to be have a cooperative relationship. We're looking for compliance. Very successful. Very, very successful. And these are the things that we need to do on a consistent basis. These are the things that I've been earmarked. This is what I'm noted for. This is what I'm going to bring to the community. I'm bringing City Hall back on the streets to engage with the people.
PaulMary4Utica.com is the website. And if you want to check out Rob Palmieri's website, go there. And, Rob, thank you so much for coming in. I'm really looking forward to this political season.
It's my pleasure, and I thank you for having me.
All right.